Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a football Tuesday.
Every day's a football day now.
It's a cut-down Tuesday. And, it's a different feel. We were just talking just before we came back here about the feel in the building, the atmosphere, the little sense of, what's the word, tension? It's a kind of a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's palpable.
It is palpable. Everybody in the back, that's where all the top of your decision makers, where they're all out of their offices in meetings, and you're seeing players walk by periodically who do not look happy to be walking by at this moment as their time here with the Browns has come to an end. So it's interesting. Yeah.
United Way of Greater Cleveland, by the way, mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. And we bring aboard with us right now a guy, it's never eerie when we talk with him. In fact, it's always kind of an upbeat occasion because he's that kind of guy. He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns. Hey, Jim.
Good to be with you.
Yeah.
What's up, Jim?
No Turks around your place?
Good.
No, when I drove up the driveway, I did check for that. I checked for the mail to see if there were any pink slips in that, but everything was good.
Good. Happy to hear it. Jim, of course, will be on the call Thursday night with Bernie Kosar on KYC on television, and then you will see him, or hear him, I should say, see him too, but hear him starting on September 8th, back with Doug Deacon on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. So, Jim, you were out here today a little bit earlier, and your sense, your feel for what it's like on a day like this when it's a little weird, right? Because you're getting ready for a game Thursday night, the team is, but you're also dealing very heavily with the idea of setting this roster and doing these final rounds of, cuts to 75 and then the 53.
Yeah, Vic, I think it's one of the most hectic, emotional, bizarre weeks that a head coach, whether he's a new head coach like Rob Gutzinski or a longtime head coach in the league, I think it's one of their most bizarre weeks because you go through every emotion. I mean, you come off the game Saturday night, you make a couple of moves, but you have more moves to make with a deadline of being today that you got to get down to that 75. You have this game against the Chicago Bears. You're weighing whether or not you play people who are going to be counted on for you during the regular season, if you play them at all, if you play them a little bit. You're still trying to wonder what the heck went wrong Saturday night in Indianapolis and, correct the things there. And you're setting that roster, like you said. Plus, I mean, you have to devote attention right now to the Miami Dolphins and be getting ready for that opening game a week from this Sunday when it's for real, because that is the most important thing. So, I mean, you are cramming every kind of emotion into a short week at that you could possibly imagine. So it is a very strange week, and it's like this every year.
It certainly is a strange time because, as we've talked about earlier in the show, really the only tangible long-term impact that can come out of the final week of the preseason is probably negative. There's nothing that could happen so great in the fourth game of the preseason that, it ends up changing the fortunes of a season, but something bad could happen with an injury. So I was just curious to kind of get your take on the fact that Rob Chudzinski saying perhaps some of the starters will play. I'm not going to say who's going to play, about 12 to 15 plays, but is there anybody in particular you'd like to see out there, maybe Brandon Whedon, to kind of get back in the groove for anybody? And how do you react to Chud's comments?
Well, you know what, Nathan, I would really like, I'll be very excited to see David Nelson get out there because he hasn't played at all. So, that's going to be interesting to see. I would really like to see Leon McFadden play more because I thought as he continued to play Saturday night, I thought he really got up to the speed of the game.
Agreed.
And he started to look like a pretty good player. I mean, I really did. And the only way you're going to learn how to play that position at this level is to get out there in games. And so these are perfect situations for him to get up to speed as quick as they possibly can get him up to speed. I'd like to see, a guy like if T.J. Ward thinks he needs a little bit more work, I would like to see him get in and play a little bit. I would just like to see the passing game be a little bit more in sync tomorrow night or on Thursday night than it was last Saturday night, because whereas it was so perfectly in sync in the Ram and Lion games, it was so out of sync last Saturday night in Indianapolis, and it just leaves you with a little bit of an ugly taste in your mouth as to the way the offense kind of hiccuped in that game. So, I mean, if you need guys there, I would imagine they would like to play O'Neal Cousins a little bit more on that right side of the line to see how he can adjust a little bit more. Things like that, I think. But here's the thing, you know, you brought up injuries, and I can remember two classic cases for the Browns in the last preseason game. I remember a long time ago, I think it was 1986, Gary Danielson went out for one more series with the Browns getting set to open up against the defending Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears in Chicago, and they were finishing up out in the Coliseum out in L.A. playing the Raiders, and Danielson ended up breaking his ankle going out for one more series, and Bernie Kosar then went in and certainly started the season. And then in Butch Davis's reign here, when Kelly Holcomb had won the job as the starting quarterback over Tim Couch, they were playing Atlanta in the last preseason game at the stadium here in Cleveland, and they were on one last long drive before Butch Davis got the regulars out, and Ross Groba, who was the left tackle, ended up tearing his knee up, his ACL, in that game. So it can happen, and you know, just like Rex Ryan is, you know, taking heat right now for what happened last weekend in the Jet game with Mark Sanchez. If you lose a starter in this kind of game, you really face a lot of heat, I think, from everybody concerned, because the game means so little in that sense. But there is that other side that you might want to get a little bit more rhythm into this team.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it's funny, I heard an interview with Jeff Saturday, the former Colts center, and Green Bay Packers center, but he was telling a story from Indianapolis when Tony Dungy was the head coach there, and a very similar thing, Jim, that he recalled a story in a preseason game where Dungy was contemplating whether or not to pull the starters out of that last game at a certain point, and like went, and he had a fleeting thought, didn't act on it, and sure enough, Jeff Saturday suffered an injury in a series, and he said Tony was very apologetic to him about that. It was like, I wanted to get you out of there like a little sooner than this. So I imagine it is a little bit of a balance for a head coach, and especially a first-year head coach like Rob Chudzinski. We keep forgetting, I mean, he's been in this league a long time as an assistant, but this is a new thing, and head coaches ultimately are responsible for the who is out there and who isn't out there, even though they're helped by their assistants. But that whole notion of keeping starters out too long, and they're only out there too long if somebody does get hurt. So that's the dynamic. You mentioned also with health, Chris Owens getting a little better, it sounds like, Rob Chudzinski was saying, from that foot problem, because that's complicating this cornerback assessment for that starting job, isn't it, Jimmy?
Definitely, because I think they had a role carved out for him, and they definitely had a role carved out for Buster Screen, and then people fall in line after that. But right now, if Owens is a, you know, if he's a real question mark going into next week as to whether or not he'd be able to play against the Dolphins, well, suddenly, you know, everybody's got to move up a spot, in a spot where you wonder, you know, do you have enough depth even going into training camp at that particular position, and now you take a hit there. With the guy who you expected to start not being ready to go, you're going to move Screen up. That means somebody else has got to go into what he does. And it's really, you know, it's a whole, you know, collision course of activity that can go on there. So, you know, that's going to be interesting to watch and see. Now, you know, the coach did kind of feel today that Owens, you know, is feeling better. He said he felt good this morning. So it seems as though that's going in the right direction. I think, you know, the Sheard injury and all of those kind of injuries like that, Desmond Bryant, they appear to be going in the right direction for the Miami game next week. And all of that is good. But that cornerback spot, that is a tricky one, Vic.
It is a tricky one, Jim. And I think you made a great point earlier about Leon McFadden. I thought he came out, he was clearly nervous, gave too much cushion to T.Y. Hilton on his first pass play out there. Reggie Wayne beat him in a zone coverage where it looked like McFadden was a little bit too deep in his drop. But then he started to play pretty nicely, had a good tackle on Darius Hayward Bay on a slant near the goal line, a nice pass defense against Reggie Wayne on an in as well. And you talked about Buster Screen. I've been actually very impressed with him. 7 times he was targeted working against Reggie Wayne in the slot, only yielded 4 catches for 36 yards, 2 pass breakups on that. And for the preseason, he's given up just 5.1 yards per target in the slot, which is one of the better numbers in the entire NFL right now. So I think it really is important to get somebody else on the outside that allows Screen to stay in the inside where he's played so well, because when you can neutralize an opponent's, you know, slot receiver, that's really taking away, in many cases, one of the quarterback's best friends in a league right now where you're in that nickel formation way more than 50% of the time.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nathan. And the thing about Screen is that no matter who has been his defensive coordinator, Dick Geron, and certainly, you know, now with, with the new defensive coordinator, Ray Horton, coming in here. They all like him. Now, they play different defenses. There's like night and day between what Dick Geron taught and what Ray Horton teaches them the way to play. And Dick Geron, of course, was a great defensive back in his career in the NFL. But everybody likes screen. And so it looks as though he's about ready to blossom as a real good nail-down guy in that secondary. But I agree with you. Him in the slot, I love him in the slot. I think he plays very well. Plays very physical in there. He plays bigger than he is, you know, height-wise, and I think he's fine. That's his best role. Now, in the other role, I mean, he can do it, but I think it's a little bit more difficult for him because he's playing against bigger guys who just go over the top of him sometimes, and he tends to get a little bit too physical and ends up getting flagged a number of times. Now, until he's in the league a number of years, I think that's going to happen to him more and more. So he's got to fight through that. But his perfect role for them, and the one I'm sure they had carved out for him, is to play inside because he plays there very well. But I was very encouraged by McFadden. I really was. I was a believer by the end of the night, and it did take me till the end of the night. Really,
yes.
I mean, really, as the game went on, I thought
slowly.
He was very good.
It was a body of work that had to be assessed. Jim, in the final moments we have with you, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Good news today about Barkevious Mingo, at least hearing that he's running, to have Rob Jasinski say that. That was something he really wasn't doing in any meaningful way, I guess, last week, again, recovering from that bruised lung. So to hear that update was a positive. I just don't know how much we should go with it. And Rob certainly wouldn't say, hey, you know, September 8th, he's going to be out there against the Dolphins. He wouldn't go that far. But I guess we have to feel better about that.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we want him to be well, and you know, there were some very, very scary reports when they first came out, but let's hasten to point out those were reports, and none of those were coming from the people who were actually involved in the case. So I think that, you know, first of all, him being healthy, that's the most important thing. It definitely appears that he's feeling much better. And I agree with you, Vic. I don't think, you know, I think it's a real push to think that he would be ready next week, because now he's really missing a significant amount of time, and he is only a rookie, and he was really starting to put it together. That's the shame of it, was that when it happened was that he was really on a major swing upwards as far as grasping the defense and then putting it together with his ability that he has anyway as an athlete, and he was really quickly going to become a big part of that defense. So we just wait for him to be ready, because that will be a pleasant, you know, addition to the Browns defense when he is ready.
Jim, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you in Chicago, my friend.
All right, we'll see you there.
All right, he is Jim Donovan, the one and only, the voice of the Browns, and he joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on a regular basis. We are going to have a lot more for you in the way of some sound from players. How about a conversation with Paul Kruger? Our own Jameer Howerton sits down with him and gets some good stuff. Kruger, that strong game against the Colts. That and much more is ahead on CBD from ESPN 850 WKNR.